Charlie comes downstairs at his beachside house and picks up his keys. He answers the phone.
Hello? Oh, hey, Julia. I was just on my way over. Anything I need to bring? Thai food? Wine? Batteries? What do you mean, don't come? Gee, do you really think your psychiatrist is the best judge of who you should sleep with? Well, sure, you could do better. We could both do better. But in the meantime, I am on my way over. Okay, need to stop you here. There is a big difference between meaningless and degrading. You know what? I think we'll just have to agree to disagree. Okay, then. You have a nice life, too.
He hangs up and shakes his head.
Why do these women insist on getting well? Hey, Alan.
Hang on, Charlie. This is an important moment, and I want to savor it.
He writes a check.
Alan J. Harper.
What's the big deal? It's just an alimony check.
An alimony check? This is my final alimony check. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, right. Judith is getting married this weekend.
Exactly. And you know what that means?
You can finally kick in a few bucks around here?
Good one. No. It means Alan gets new underwear.
Charlie's unimpressed.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go pick up my son and deliver this last drop of blood money to the former Mrs. Alan Harper and soon-to-be Mrs. Herb Melnick. May God have mercy on his soul.
Alan and Charlie bow their heads reverentially.
Amen.
They step out of the kitchen.
So, you want some company?
You want to come with me?
Yeah, why not? I don't have any plans.
You got stood up again, didn't you?
I'm starting to think all these girls have the same damn shrink.
All right, well, if you're gonna come, grab your camera. You can take some snapshots of Pharaoh Judith letting her Alan go.
Got the camera right here.
You carry it with you?
Thought I had a date. Takes video, too.
Charlie and Alan sing into an old-style microphone. Jake springs up between them and joins in. Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Alan carries a giant-sized copy of his check.
I gotta hand it to you, Charlie. Stopping at the copy place was a great idea.
And the picture will make a terrific Christmas card.
Yelling at me.
I'm not yelling. This is yelling.
You know what? This really isn't that funny.
Alan slings the check.
Oh, hi, Alan. Charlie.
Herb.
Hey.
Is this a bad time?
The Spanish Inquisition was a bad time. This is hell. Come on in.
So what's going on? Little pre-wedding jitters?
We could call it that, but we'd just be sugarcoating hell.
Oh, don't worry. As soon as Judith puts on that beautiful white gown and starts marching down that aisle...
She doesn't want to wear white. Says it makes her look fat.
Oh, well, that's nice. She wants to look trim and fit for the honeymoon.
You're sugarcoating hell again, Alan.
Hey, you want to help the guy? Stop talking and smother him with a pillow.
Oh, great.
Hey, there's the blushing bride. She doesn't look fat at all. Go ahead, give her the check.
What check?
Oh, well, I figured as long as I was here that I would give you your last and final... alimony check.
Alan poses for a photo.
Got it. What the hell are you doing?
It's just a little souvenir.
I'll go find Jake.
See? She's being a good sport. Let's get one with the big check.
Get the big check. Forget the big check. So, you know, I read an interesting story the other day. Married men live, on average, 10 years longer than single men.
What if they don't want to?
Come on. You and Judith were meant for each other. What could possibly come between you?
My sister.
You got a sister?
Yeah, I'm Charlie.
She came out a few days early to help with the wedding, but it's not really helping.
What's she look like?
Charlie.
She doesn't have a therapist, does she?
Charlie, I swear to God.
So, what do you think? Should I wear it or have a vet check it for worms?
Oh, it looks fine. Oh, Myra, this is Judith's first husband, Alan.
Hi.
So how does this work? Do you get your original testicles back, or does my brother give you his?
Myra, the castration jokes are getting a little old.
Not in my house.
Oh, this is Alan's brother, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, the booze-riddled sleazebag.
She did not hear that from me.
It's okay.
Not like it's a big secret.
Myra, where the hell is Jake?
How should I know?
Because I asked you to get him ready to go to his father's.
You also asked me to try on this satin stool sample.
Herb, tell your sister it's a lovely dress.
Herb, tell your fiancé the diet pills are affecting her judgment, but not her ass.
That's it. She's got to go.
I can't throw out family. And that's the bitch of it, Herb.
Charlie gives Alan a look.
Hey, you know, Charlie and I were thinking of taking Jake out to a movie.
We were?
We were. Myra, would you like to join us?
You didn't say anything about a movie.
I wanted to surprise you.
Hey, you know what? That's a great idea. Go to a movie with Alan and Charlie.
Can I wear my pretty new dress?
Get her out, Herb.
Hey, look what I found in the bushes.
Jake comes in with the giant check. Charlie takes a photo, much to Alan's chagrin. Later at the cinema, Charlie comes out of the auditorium and joins Myra in the foyer.
God, I hate family movies.
What, you don't buy the central premise that a dog can play hockey?
Well, not as a power forward.
Myra spikes her cola with a shot of spirits.
Oh, we're flying the friendly skies, aren't we?
After you.
Why, thank you.
He takes a swig of the spiked cola.
So, you're staying at Judith's?
Yep.
What did she say about me?
Well, if she's telling the truth, we really shouldn't be drinking out of the same cup.
That might be the nicest thing she's ever said about me.
I just don't understand what my brother sees in her.
You know, 15 years ago, I asked the exact same question. Little tip? Don't do it during the wedding toast.
Maybe you can clear something up for me. Herb says you're a successful jingle writer, but Judith says you are a drunken, talentless hack who passed out and fell into a pit of money.
So what do you need cleared up?
Myra smiles.
What? You have me at a disadvantage. I don't know why Judith hates you.
It's hard to say. Maybe it's because I'm smart. Maybe it's because I'm independent. Maybe it's because I offered my brother $1,000 to call off the wedding.
I did the same thing with my brother.
You did?
Well, actually, it was a $1,000 hooker.
Myra nods.
But the thought was the same.
He takes another glug of the drink.
So, Myra, what do you do?
I teach high school economics.
Huh.
It may sound like a boring life, but at night, I dress up like a giant spider and fight crime.
He nods.
Interesting. Now, did you decide spider and have the costume made, or find the costume and say, okay, spider?
Are you mocking the Scarlet Arachnid?
Sorry. It's just hard to believe that you're Herb's sister. He's so...
hapless?
I was gonna say tall, but hapless works.
To hapless Herb.
To the Scarlet Arachnid.
My enemies are everywhere.
In the car.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a treat.
We're here.
Ah, yes. Judith's house of pain.
Shh. Ixnay. That's her idkay.
We're here.
Well, thanks for the movie.
Wait. I'll walk you.
Why, thank you.
They get out.
No.
You okay?
I never know until I sober up.
They like each other.
No, sure, they like each other.
No, I mean they like each other.
Oh, no, Jake. Your Uncle Charlie only likes a certain type of woman.
Mom calls them tramps.
That's as good a word as any.
On the doorstep.
Thanks. That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
See you around.
Yeah.
Myra plants a lingering kiss on Charlie's lips.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I did that.
Who cares?
They kiss again.
Looks like Aunt Myra's a tramp, huh?
Alan looks appalled.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Judith. So he gave her a kiss. It's no big deal. Yeah, that's how Charlie says goodbye. Some people shake hands, some people wave. My brother darts his tongue in and out of your mouth.
Bertha to Jake.
What did I miss?
You know Dr. Melnick?
Guy your mom's marrying?
He has a sister.
Got it.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with you, Judith. Wait, hang on a second. Jake, are you done with your breakfast?
Yeah.
Then get out.
Fine. Bert will just tell me later, right?
Right.
She catches Alan's look and shakes her head.
Okay, Judith, that's insane. Charlie would not do Myra just to piss you off. I don't think. How would I know what he sees in her?
She got working girl parts?
You know what? You leave. Send Jake back.
Bertha smirks.
Okay, fine. I'll talk to him. I don't know. I'll tell him to keep his hands off Myra. And then I'll tell the rain not to fall, the earth not to spin, and you to stop nagging me!
He slams the phone down.
Oh, boy, I'm gonna pay for that.
You know what your problem is? Phone cojones.
Excuse me?
When you're on the phone with her, you got boulders between your legs. The minute you hang up, you're as smooth as a Ken doll.
Phone cojones. Good to have a name for it.
So, tell me about the sister.
I don't know. She doesn't seem like his type at all.
What, no coin slot in her forehead?
Morning.
Morning.
Charlie, we need to talk about Myra.
Yeah, that was probably a mistake.
It was?
She's a nice kid, but she's just not, you know...
Red-hot simpleton with no self-respect?
Charlie pours a coffee.
I just hope she didn't take the whole kiss thing too seriously.
So, you're not planning on pursuing her?
No. In fact, I got a date tonight with a lovely sex addict whose therapist is on vacation. It's what we eligible bachelors call a window of opportunity.
You know, Charlie, there's a special section in hell reserved for people like you.
That's good, because I'd hate to have to stand online.
Charlie's with his date.
So I'm like, yeah, I can make a lot of money as a lingerie model, but then who's going to take me seriously as a director?
Good point.
Sometimes I wish I wasn't beautiful. I mean, ugly people have it so easy, you know?
I've heard.
So, what about you? Still writing jingles?
Just during the day. At night, I dress up as a big spider and fight crime.
Huh. You know, I dated a cop once. Well, it wasn't so much a date as a way to get out of a ticket.
Interesting. Okay, here we are.
Oh, I hope this place has fresh lobster. That frozen stuff is just disgusting.
Charlie considers for a moment, then puts his foot down and drives off, leaving his date stranded outside the restaurant. Charlie walks up outside Herb's house and is about to ring the bell when he hears...
You know what, Herb? Forget it. I'll do it myself.
I said I would do it. I'll do it.
Oh, for God's sake, Judith, get off his back. No one's talking to you, Myra.
Okay, everyone calm down. I'm doing it.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hey, Herb.
Just taking out the trash.
Yeah, I'm coming from doing the same thing.
Great, he leaves the door wide open. What the hell are you doing here?
That's a good question. See, the thing is,
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Myra.
No, I forbid it. Not in my house.
What brings you to the cul-de-sac of the damned?
Just in the neighborhood.
That's nice. Come on in.
Thanks.
I said no! Doesn't anybody listen to me?
I'm doing it! Look!
Myra pours Charlie a drink.
I really didn't expect to see you again.
Well, I wasn't doing anything, so...
No, Alan, listen to me. He's here right now. Why would I kid about that? I don't know. Maybe his other date didn't work out.
Myra and Charlie stop drinking.
Ah, the plot thickens.
Okay, I can explain. No, I can't.
Give it a shot.
Well, I was with this girl, and I suddenly realized that I'd rather be with someone who I, you know, actually enjoy being with.
Oh, just forget it, Alan. You're useless. Herb, do something!
Hey! I'm thinking about going out for ice cream. Anyone want to join me? Charlie, when's the last time you had a cone with sprinkles?
You know what, Herb? Judith can relax. I'm gonna check into a hotel.
Myra, no, you don't have to do that.
Yes, she does.
Hey, she's my sister. She can stay as long as she wants.
I really appreciate this.
I'll go get my stuff.
Hey, wait. You don't have to stay at a hotel. I got plenty of room at my place.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
No. No strings attached.
Really?
Really.
She considers.
Still, I couldn't impose like that.
It's no imposition. It's a big house. There's plenty of room for everybody.
You're sure?
Absolutely.
Okay, then. I'll be right back.
Herb!
You want to come too?
Herb shakes his head, then nods.
Are you nuts? With Myra out of the house, I might get lucky tonight.
Really? She seems pretty angry.
It's better when she's angry. Come in, Pookie!
He runs off after Judith. At Charlie's, Jake is having to share a room with Alan.
This just sucks.
It's just for a couple of days till the wedding.
Yeah, but why does she have to stay in my room?
Because, I don't know, you're the kid.
Yeah, well, it's not fair.
Yeah, well, get over it.
They're in bed together. Jake raises the covers.
Oh, my God! Jake, it's disgusting!
Yeah, well, get over it.
Alan puts away his magazine.
Go to sleep.
They bed down and Alan switches off the light.
Did you brush your teeth?
Dad, I'm asleep.
Go brush your teeth.
I can't. I don't have my toothbrush.
Well, go get it.
Man, I have to do everything around here.
He gets out of bed and Alan vigorously wafts the bed covers. Jake walks along a corridor and knocks on a door.
Amira, I have to get my toothbrush. Amira?
He walks into the bedroom. There's no sign of Myra, so he goes over to the ensuite bathroom and knocks on the door.
Hey, Myra.
He opens the door and looks inside.
Huh.
Charlie comes out of his bathroom flossing his teeth and finds Myra on his bed.
Oh. Myra. Hi.
Hi.
He looks puzzled.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. I just wanted to chat.
Oh, okay.
I can go if you want.
No, this is fine. So, what's up?
Well, we never really talked about that kiss last night.
Right. It was a little out of character for me.
Really? That's not the word on the street.
Okay, let me explain. With me, kissing is usually just a prelude to sex, but last night, sex was the last thing on my mind.
Oh, gee, what girl doesn't like to hear that?
No, let me finish. I kissed you because I really liked you. And I wanted to express my liking of you.
Be still, my beating heart.
Oh, come on, Myra. I drove all the way to Judith's house to see you. And you know what's at Judith's house? Judith!
That was very brave of you.
Oh, no, it wasn't brave. It was... To tell you the truth... I don't know what it was, and I'm not really sure what to do here.
What do you want to do here?
Let's forget about me for a second. What about you?
What about me?
You kissed first. Why'd you do that?
Oh, I was plowed.
Really?
Oh, come on, you moron. I'm sitting in the middle of your bed in my sexiest lingerie.
Pajamas.
All right. I'm pretty sure I know what to do now.
He kisses her and they roll back on the bed.
Charlie?
Yeah?
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but I'm a virgin.
He looks taken aback.
You are?
Man, you gotta stop sleeping with dumb girls. It's rubbing off on you.
She kisses him again.
Why can't I sleep in my bed? Aunt Myra's not there.
I'm sure she will be. She's probably just getting something in the kitchen.
Jake and Alan look up at the ceiling.
That's not the kitchen.
To be continued. ITFC audio description.
Men, manly men.